there you are. I was wondering where you went. You look great. Big night tonight. You ready? Not gonna lie, this might be a dangerous one. That confident, huh? I'm glad you're feeling ready. Well, I think we all would have preferred you to debut on home turf. But if we had to be anywhere else but home, Zeno Cooney is lovely in the spring. Alright, our carriage is in 10, so allow me to go over the debrief very quickly. Our target for tonight, Zeno Cooney and billionaire Yanase Mika. Which is good news, because tonight she's throwing a party to celebrate the Yanase Fisheries' largest cargo ship yet, the MS Hotaru, before its maiden voyage the next day. Well, sort of. The real goal of the night is for her to show off the axe. As one might expect, Yanase Fisheries has a history of working with the sea. Centuries of sailing tradition are formalized in the company's practices. The Silver Axe Gallery installation in their headquarters describes the tradition, saying, quote, now get this. Ever since our very first voyage over 100 years ago, each and every craft that joins the Yanase Fisheries fleet is given its own unique solid silver axe at the launching ceremony. Woohoo! On the day of the ship's maiden voyage, it is then used to ceremonially cut the boat's tether in hopes of bringing good luck and safe voyages to all of our team members here at Yanase Fisheries. Woohoo! We're the best goddamn fishery out there.
Yeah. What a bunch of scumbags.
This time around, the axe for the MS Hotaru was gifted by Yanase's mysterious new distribution partners under the name TRC, a shell company who we've previously tied to the syndicate. Now, for some reason or another, Yanase was real keen on the deal. Rumor has it that the board has been less than happy with their numbers in the past few years and have been looking for an excuse to buy out Yanase and her own family company. But here's the real kicker. This is my favorite part. We got a copy of the contract right here in our hands. And let me tell you, it's a little fishy. So according to this piece of paper, Yanase approved some very strange and bizarre red lines, including an immediate installation of TRC goons. You know something is up here. They're all located in key staff positions, meaning her distributors have planted these guys all over the cargo ship's operation. Now if you ask me, these knuckleheads are up to no good. Right now, that dock is swarming with Yanase and TRC staffers, packing the hull with tin fish and whatever party favors her friends decide to smuggle in. Tampering with the boat itself is impossible, so taking the axe from the party tonight will be the only reliable way to stop the MS Hotaru from leaving port tomorrow morning. I know that sounds like a lot, but I think we can do it. Yanase would never start a maiden voyage without the silver axe, so breaking this tradition could effectively cement her ill repute with the board. You know, the exact thing she was expanding in order to avoid. I know it's not much, but she's moving a little bit too quickly for my taste. I know it's a convoluted plan, but I'm really hoping that this is enough to delay the delivery while we regroup at the very least.
Oh, sorry, I'm just thinking about the mission, I guess. Yeah, I don't know, something about how quickly all this happened. We don't normally have to scramble after intel like this. It's honestly, it's making me nervous.
Apparently, Yanase's strange relationship to the board has been an issue for a very long time. So, appeasing them wasn't exactly sudden, drastic, or time-sensitive. Yet, this deal, she has quickly, quietly, and willingly signed away control of her entire image to the syndicate. Everything about this is just... It's just too strange. I reckon this goes deeper.
Yeah, of course you're ready.
What? Not convincing. Not sure why. I have every confidence in your social engineering. I would not have put you on the field if I didn't. I guess I just can't quite swallow the lump in my throat. It feels stuck there.
Sorry, tonight is a very important job, and I don't want you to saddle with my anxiety. You don't need that weight.
Like I said, it's not you I'm worried about. You could steal a coin from an empty purse and talk a bloodhound off and...
I don't know. I'd wager you're the one of the most promising newbies I've had in years. Just keep this in mind, that natural talent doesn't equal experience. You can study dossiers all day and still won't prepare you for the things that these people are capable of. The Syndicate has some real rough customers among their ranks. I can't say that I precisely know what they did to get this deal, but I have a good idea of what they want to do to protect it. I wonder if my squad felt this nervous on my first mission. Couldn't blame him if he did. That reminds me. I have something for you. Check this out. It's a gift to commemorate your very first mission. It's a good luck charm. I sewed it together myself. I may have rushed it a bit to get it done, so I'm sorry the stuffing is a little strange and lumpy. And I was just thinking about you.
Oh, you can't tell? Well, there's probably a reason I'm a spy and not a toy maker. It's a little silly, Bubby. As long as you're wearing this, he'll protect you through thick and thin. I know you're limited on pocket space in an outfit like that, but promise me, keep him safe.
You will? It's silly, but it does put me at ease. Some gift, huh? In the end, it was more for my sake than yours. Even so, I want you to know that I appreciate it. I think sometimes being in the sniper's nest makes me feel restless. Being the bird's eye is an inflexible station. There's a lot that I can't do. Depending on the lookout, I might even be limited in what I can see. It's field work. Things happen. It's the nature of the beast. All I can do is watch and pray for the perfect shot to align. Yeah. A couple times, actually. I felt pretty terrible. Some people like the rides back to base after a mission. Helps them decompress. I really don't care too much for that. Going back alone makes it worse and sours the whole concept as a whole, honestly. But that is not how things are gonna shake out this time. If all goes well, we'll have the whole day to enjoy Zeno Kuni. Once this is all said and done, we'll head back to base, crash, sleep until noon, and then we'll walk. We'll walk everywhere and nowhere. We can see the sights, enjoy the music, try every food stall we see. You gotta make it through the night, please. Do it for me. If you don't, I'll have nobody to share dinner with but Lorraine, and nothing against her, but just between you and me, she's not the sparkling conversationalist that you are. All right, you're gonna let me off here so I can take my position. This is your first mission. And it's gonna be 10 times more dangerous than I hoped it would be. But you're ready. I'd say good luck, but I don't think you need it. You're blessed with the protection of the best little band of thieves the sky has to offer. Thanks. And I will. And don't forget, I'm right here if you need me. Lorraine and I have your back. Now go get him, Tiger.